Today on the Chemo Ag Report, you hear my visit with the winner of the FFA speech contest at the recent Missouri Pork Expo in Columbia.
Happy to introduce Anderson Rogers. You're not only an FFA, you're an area secretary, I see.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me a little bit about the speech? What was the topic of it?
Yes, so this year the speech topic was competing in a world market, and so I had the opportunity to talk about how the United States is set very well. It has a lot of advantages to its pork industry to not only compete, but to also help and support other countries, whether that be producing or importing or exporting pork.
One of the countries you hear in the news for several different reasons is China. Of course, the swine flu has been there for the world concerned the last couple of years. Now the coronavirus, human thing. As far as the swine flu, they lost half their hog production, and they had like half of the hogs in the world. And so, you know, that's kind of down to like 1/4 of the hogs in the world wiped out. With trade agreements being signed with China, that's a huge input for the United States.
Certainly, certainly. I think that it's very important that we work towards supporting not only American farmers, but also farmers across the world, working towards vaccines for African swine fever so that we can unite together as a pork industry to compete against these challenges that we're facing.
What are some of the points that you brought out in your speech?
So a couple things that I had the opportunity to talk about was the United States' unique advantage and position to pursue sustainability in the pork industry. Sustainability is very important because it will allow us to continue to produce pork to feed a growing world. Of course, there's going to be 9 billion people on Earth by the year 2050, so that's something that we're going to have to make sure we're making sustainable and wise choices to make sure that we can produce enough food to feed a growing world.
You're from Bethany, Bethany High School, is that right?
South Harrison High School.
South Harrison, but that is at Bethany.
Yes, sir.
Just mentioned to you off the air that Richard Fordyce, former ag director for Missouri, and now he is a director for the Farm Service Agency nationally. He's a great guy, good friend, and I'm sure you probably know him well.
Oh, yeah, Richard, he's a great guy. I've had the opportunity to talk to him quite a bit. He helped me. I'm the area secretary for the Area 2 Association. He helped me practice interviewing for that. So, yeah, know him well. He's a great guy.
You're going to be part of National FFA Week coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Has your chapter got things planned for that?
Oh, certainly. We have a special deal worked out with our local newspaper, the Bethany Republican Clipper, that we are able to work out, and we publish members' biographies. So they talk about their SAE project and what they're active and involved in FFA. And so that's always great, something we look forward to in FFA Week.
What is your SAE project?
So my SAE project, of course, I've got pork. I do an entrepreneurship pork operation where I raise and sell pork on my family farm. And I also run a tree service, Anderson's Wood Products. And I also have a few feeder steers and plant some row crop on side.
You're a busy guy. Anderson, and thanks for joining me. Congratulations on winning that speech contest. And look forward to seeing you. I'll be at State Convention. I'll try to look you up.
Thank you.